What's going on, Bulls Nation? Welcome in to CHGO Bulls post game, coming to you live from our studios here in West Loop, downtown Chicago. I'm Peck, Bulls underscore Peck, joined by my guys, Big Dave, Bow, BNWL Sports, Will the Goat Gottlieb, Will underscore Gottlieb, and our pal producer, Joey Spathis, on the controls at Joey Spathis. Guys, the gang is back together.
Like we never left.
Bulls win! Again, Joseph. Bulls win! I'm happy because why? Bulls win! People in the chat happy because? Bulls win! When I watch the game, I watch it far out. Bulls win! And I love Joey because he plays. Bulls win! We in here, Joe. We in here. Let's go. What a win.
Of course. Of course.
Oh, yeah, Dinko. I'm back up in here.
Of course
the
Bulls.
I'm back up in here.
Of course the Bulls have to win for Dave's first game back.
Yeah. This has got to be.
It was two.
Let me lose to the Wizards and the Nets. Well, I'm out of there, but... Let me come on back in here against the number one team in the Western Conference and win. Oh, my goodness. And a good win. Like, they actually played very well in this game, man. The Bulls were dominating offensively in the first half. Of course, they came down to earth in that second half.
Yeah.
But it became just like, this is real NBA basketball they're playing out here. Now, of course, they made some ridiculous moves and some ridiculous turnovers. We'll get into that stuff too, man. But they won this game. Like, they won.
They did. Shout out to everybody in Bulls Nation hanging out with us on YouTube. We appreciate you being with us on a Sunday evening. Hit that like button if you're hanging out with us. Make sure you also subscribe to the channel. Throw us any comments you have about tonight's game. You mentioned the Bulls led pretty much the entire game until that Anthony Edwards three that tied it, and then they reviewed and called it back, and so it was actually not quite officially the Wolves coming all the way back to tie it. But, I mean, they had, I think, the Bulls had six turnovers in that third quarter when the offense just came screeching to a halt. And then that sluggish offense kind of continued for the Bulls in the first part of the fourth quarter. And you're like, the Bulls are going to give this game away. You're like, you know, the Minnesota finally starts knocking down a couple of shots. They get a couple of calls. Gobert maybe gets away with a couple of push-offs for some second-chance point opportunities. And, you know, the Bulls struggled to corral loose balls and defensive rebounds in that fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. But then the Bulls, to their credit, are like, you know what? No. We've been playing too well. We've been shooting too well to give this game away. And a couple of huge makes down the stretch of yet another clutch game. DeMar, shot clock winding down, top of the key three, drills it. A possession that looks like it's scrambling and going nowhere. Vooch with this weird, like, bat volleyball pass tap to Caruso in the corner, who knocks down his career-high seventh three of the night. And then Caruso, with one of many big defensive plays in the fourth quarter, leads that Kobe fast break. The Kobe lay-in, despite the tough challenge from Minnesota chasing him down, puts the Bulls up seven with 2 minutes to go, and they're able to hang on from there. I mean, another close game. The Bulls almost coughed it up, but to their credit, knocked down a few big shots and made a few big defensive plays.
Got a W. All five of your starters in double figures. All five of your starters are in the plus column. Only two players on the Bulls were in the minus. That was Javante and Drummond. But everybody was playing well. The ball was moving for those guys. Kobe White, who was very slow getting out of the gate, came into that fourth quarter and hit clutch buckets for them. The first three he hit early on, and then hit the three to end everything and send everyone home. And I love the way Ayo Dosunmu played. He plays with not a reckless abandonment, but a fearless one, because he's going in against Rudy Gobert, and it's not out of control when he goes in there. It's very controlled when he goes in. There's a plan when he's on going up against those guys. Shout out to Vooch as well. You got to give Vooch his props, man. Like, he was scoring very well out there.
That one sequence in the fourth quarter had me ready to hit him with a bat.
And I was right behind you with another bat.
Good Lord.
To go for the knees.
Like, what was that foul after he coughed the ball up? Dude, what was that foul?
It was just,
you have to know that Minnesota's already in the bonus before you commit that dumbass foul.
Yeah, the dumbass turnovers we just had an issue with. You're going to have turnovers. We get that. But you got to avoid the dumbass ones. And that foul right there, that really could have honestly changed the game.
Yeah,
but the Wolves also went kind of cold in that fourth quarter from the three-point line. I believe you told me they were 2 of 11 from the three-point line. But I think also when Anthony Edwards stepped on that line and missed that three that everybody thought was a three, and they took that away, that took away a tad bit of momentum from them, because you can see the Wizards did it like, okay, fine, the game's tied, let's go win this. But No! Bulls win.
Yeah, I think, you know, Kobe obviously hit a big shot. Vooch had the offensive rebound, I think, on that play. Mm-hmm. Russo hit a big three. So guys were contributing, but to me, what stands out from this performance from the last one is just that so much of this is all dependent on DeMar and the way that he plays, the way that he has to be basically the entire like driver of this offense. And if, even if Kobe is hitting that shot, it's because DeMar was able to break down the defense to get him that look, or, or Caruso or whoever it was. So, they're just so dependent on his play. He was, I thought, okay tonight, had a couple of, you know, not the most efficient game, 27 points on 11 of 23 shooting, got to the free throw line seven times, was up to his usual tricks, getting guys to jump into, you know, swipe throughs and pump fakes and all that, where he was able to make his money at the line. But I thought, you know, Kobe was, he looked like not right. He did not seem like Kobe for the first three quarters. And then the fourth quarter, he made a couple of shots, and then that last one was just like he needed to shoot this. So he and he knew that, and he didn't. He made it. So to me, like the difference you kind of mentioned in the fourth quarter was the clutch play. I mean, as soon as the Wolves got into the 5 minute mark with a lead, I think they're up three. The Bulls like went on a 10-0 run.
Yeah,
and they just their half court offense was a disaster. Credit the Bulls defense. I thought they defended really well, fighting over screens, hassling Anthony Edwards, making life difficult for him to even get downhill. But the Wolves' spacing is so bad when you've got two bigs down there. They just had nowhere to go. And, yeah, I think when you go on the other end and you have DeMar who's able to just do what I said before, create a good shot, create a good look for somebody else every single time, like you put yourself in a really good position to be able to win. So, you know, you look back at it now and it's like, how did they perform so poorly in the clutch last year when they were so good 2 years ago and even better this year? It's like kind of surprising, but they're just so steady because of DeMar.
Yeah. Brandon E in the comments saying it might be the best full 48 the Bulls have played against a top tier team. And, you know, that is crazy to think that this is the Bulls' second win against the Timberwolves this season.
Yeah.
They went 2-0 against Minnesota.
Yeah.
They dropped a game to the Wizards this past Monday. Wizards. They've dropped two games to the Pistons. Like, again, somebody else in the comments said, like, what? So much about this team just has not made sense all season long because they show us that they're capable of doing this.
Yes.
And they're capable of losing to, you know, basement dwellers, bottom feeders. It's just wild. Rob saying, great to have you back, Big Dave. No 150 points surrendered tonight. That's right. 101 is a way more reasonable number.
Much more.
Like, that's, I think, the thing you have to credit the Bulls collectively for the most tonight is, like, dude, this Minnesota defense is no joke.
Yeah.
And the Bulls shot 52.5% from the field, 58.5% from downtown. Like, they only took 12 free throws tonight, and it didn't matter.
Wow. Wow, I didn't know that part.
That's you know, they didn't dominate points in the paint necessarily. Minnesota, 48-38 edge, and it didn't matter.
Right.
It's kind of an anomaly because you're not expecting the Bulls to shoot nearly 60% from three.
Right, of course.
Even semi-regularly, because, again, they're doing it on a low volume, 29 attempts.
Yeah.
They hit 17 on 29.
They stopped shooting them in the second half.
Attempts, yeah.
And you'll take that every day, you know what I mean, especially with this kind of team.
But they did it against one of the best defenses in the league, man. Like,
and that's why your brain right now, man, is going, what is going on right now? Like, it makes no sense. And their bench didn't, you know, do great either. You know, they weren't out there, you know, scoring those buckets, Torrey Craig or Javonte. I think Drummond had six for him, but It was just like weird because they kind of are carried by DeRozan, which is a fact, but I like the fact that the tone was actually set by Alex Caruso early on for the team, because though we know DeRozan is going to be the one to close it, the Bulls have to have someone who can carry it. You know what I mean? In the beginning, to get him to that point where he doesn't have to just give off so much energy getting him to that clutch part. And then he's like, okay, give me the ball, you know, because he's done all this just to get you there. Alex Caruso and what he did, and credit to Ayo, because he's honestly kind of been that guy for them this year. But credit to Alex Caruso in this one, man, because he was on complete fire from the three-point line. Listen, the turnaround, dude, on the baseline,
that one was
with
nuts.
The fade three was just out of control, man. Like, I don't know what happened, what got into him, but more of that special drink for Alan Caruso.
And we sometimes get frustrated with Caruso taking shots in like the mid-range or his weird floater game or his layup package that never seems to be all that successful.
Or the turnovers.
We get frustrated by it. It's either a turnover or a miss when he tries to score inside.
Correct.
He was 7 of 8 from downtown. Mm-hmm. Those were the only shots he took. He did not take a shot inside the arc tonight.
Amazing.
And this is the new version of Caruso, who's a 40% shooter on a much higher volume than ever before in his career.
General Patton.
Don't mess with it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, Alex.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it and keep shooting it. Like, it was just so unexpected, Will, but just really, truly needed for this team to be getting to that fourth quarter where DeMar could do his thing.
Yeah, and I, like, keep watching these games, trying to figure out, like, what the big picture thing I can take from it is. Like, what do I learn about this team from any given night? And today, I just feel like watching these games, like, we know who this team is. We know what they are. And so there's not like a big thing that I can take away from a win like this. It was a great win, but what did it take? It took a outlier shooting performance from Caruso. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the starting lineup except for DeRozan shot 50% or better. Mm-hmm. Caruso was 7 of 8 on threes. I mean, just some kind of fluky numbers. But that's what it's going to take on nights. And then they've got DeRozan to carry them home. So I just tweeted this out. I've tweeted them multiple times over the last year. But just it reminds me of this quote from Zach LaVine from last year, which is that we've shown we can beat anybody, and also we're able to lose to anybody, too.
Yes, correct.
Coming off of a game where you lose to the Nets, the Wizards, the Pistons, you can also beat the Timberwolves twice, but you can lose to the Pistons twice.
Yep.
And it's just like there's no big picture thing to learn about this team. This team just is that.
That's true.
They aren't that good. They're not that bad. Sometimes they win. Sometimes they lose. Sometimes it's exciting. Sometimes it's frustrating. But this is what the Bulls are.
And as Marcel in the comments said, sometimes 2, sometimes 4. Always 3.
Always 3.
Bulls 36 and 39 after this win tonight, which is big, honestly, because the Hawks took an L last night. Mm-hmm. The Bulls get this win tonight, so I believe that means that they are now back to a game and a half up on Atlanta.
Yep.
Correct. So Atlanta sitting at 34 and 40.
Okay.
On the eve of the Bulls' second night of the back-to-back, hosting the Hawks at the Madhouse tomorrow night.
Yes.
And we've talked about how significant that game is for the sake of home court in that 9-10 play-in game. We already know the Bulls have the tiebreaker against Atlanta should they finish with the same 82-game record. But so now they have a little bit of breathing room coming into that one tomorrow night against the Hawks, whereas if the Bulls had lost and then they, you know, hypothetically failed to beat the Hawks tomorrow night, then they are deadlocked.
Yeah. And I don't want that. You got to keep that away from us right now. But it's still shaping up for a big game, though, man. Like, putting more distance between you and the 10th seed, I'm sure, is what the Bulls want against Atlanta. So it's definitely setting up for be a big game for them. And every time they play Atlanta anyway, it's always a close game. It's never a blowout either other way. But they're always the close game. Just please no 4 overtimes. But they always play.
I think actually that quote that I just read is from last year when they were in a similar position where they could have jumped into the 7-8 game with about 5 or 10 games to go. And they were at home against the Hawks and they lost it. So
there it is.
Again, they can win against anybody. They can lose against anybody.
Yep.
I think, though, that if they were able to win tomorrow, that would effectively seal their fate as the ninth seed. I expect them to be the ninth seed anyway, even if they lose, just because of the extra game that the Hawks would have to make up, not having the tiebreaker against the Bulls. But, I mean, in order to jump the Sixers, you basically have to win out, and they have to lose out. Mm-hmm. In order to fall below 10, you basically have to lose out and the Hawks have to win out. So if you win this game tomorrow, I just think it's pretty much locked. And then it'll be about, like, you know, do we finally get some games where they can rest a little bit for DeMar? Because like you said, I mean, you can't put him in a position where he has no help. He's got to get you to the last 5 minutes and then take you home. Like, that's too much to ask for a 34-year-old.
Correct. You got to remove some weight off of him some kind of way, man. And that's why we sit here screaming at them when they're passing out of shots and when they're taking these bad shots and these bad turnovers, and why when DeMar sits down, everything just completely goes to crap.
Yeah.
Like, you have to give him time to get that to carry you.
That stretch of the third in particular when Billy was resting Kobe and DeMar at the same time.
Oh, man.
And I was like, what are we doing here?
Oh, man.
What are we doing?
DeMar was on a visit. Back up in like a minute. He was right back up.
You can't afford
any
of those minutes because you just see how inept the Bulls offense is when you don't have either of them out there.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Shout out to Jason Ashland in the comments who said, oh, we're going to finish at 500, Matt. I'm calling it now. Bet your booty, baby. What happened? I could have sworn that you officially gave up after the Nets lost, Jason Ashland.
There's no quit in them, baby. There's no quit in them.
As soon as you think you're out, the Bulls pull you back in? Bless your heart.
He's right back.
That's got to be rough.
It's called being a fan. He is a fan. And we got nothing but love for you, sir. Thank you.
Christian Ramirez saying, as long as Miami beats the Sixers, we are okay. Playoffs bound. Talking maybe about the situation where, hey, Embiid might come back. If the Bulls win the 9-10 game against Atlanta, whether they're home or away, they could be, you know,
as part of the
Philly matchup with a healthy Embiid back in the lineup as their second play-in game.
Yeah, but we're talking about when is he coming back, though, because he's going to have to get reacclimated.
Some video was going around NBA Twitter earlier today of him doing some very heavy sweating kind of workout that looked like he was on the precipice.
On the cusp of coming back. It's still got to be game time action. Like, we'll see.
And
got to get some time.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't we finally see the Bulls take down the Sixers earlier this season in which a game in which Embiid was on the floor playing?
You saw it correctly.
Which is the first time in Embiid's career.
You saw it absolutely right. Those peepers were working. Hey, Julia, those peepers were working. We saw it. It happened. He's still Embiid. We know who he is, but just like any NBA player, it's going to take some time for him to get reacclimated. So the more time it takes for him to come back, the better it is, man. Not saying they're going to win, but I'm still saying it helps your chances.
In the words of the great JP from Angels in the Outfield, hey, it could happen.
Will just said it. Say it again, Will.
They can beat anybody. They can lose anybody, too.
There it is.
Who knows?
Roll in there. Who knows?
Let's take our first break right there. We'll come back, dive into any other thoughts y'all have in Bulls Nation about tonight's win, what happens next. Anybody else in particular you want us to talk about? And, of course, throw us some of your votes for Goon of the Night. Awesome. We have a Goon of the Night to award after this big Bulls win.
You see the belt?
Over the T-Wolves. While we're doing that, you know what to do. Hit that like button if you haven't done it yet. Why procrastinate? Why push off something for later that you could do right now?
Right now.
Hit the like. Do it for Troll Joe. Make sure you also subscribe. Big Dave, who's up first tonight?
I did miss Troll Joe. I missed him, man.
I'll talk to him later.
But Troll Joe, you know what Troll Joe likes to do? Even though nobody don't know, drive.
Oh, big driver.
You don't even notice about him, but he likes to drive.
Got to go
pick up those thumps.
Get in and just drive.
That's it. He's got to get in, drive, pick up those thumps, right back to the Troll Joe. That's how he rolls, man. And the only place where he goes to get those ride is Ray Chevy. That's how he rolls, man, because they have the best offers of the year during the March Radness sales event. Hey, I love it. So whoever that person is that puts this stuff together, come holler at me because I want to give you a hug. Make your way to Ray Chevrolet on Route 12 in Fox Lake to join in on the savings, one of the top selling Chevy dealers in the Midwest. And you'll always, and I mean always, be able to shop one of Chicagoland's largest Chevy inventories. Perfect triangle vehicles. I said triangle. Tailgate vehicles await at Ray Chevy during the truck month. It's Chevy truck month. Can you feel that? For a limited time, they're offering 0% financing on 72 months on new Silverados with over 100 available. Oh, that's a lot. 125 vehicles under 20,000, y'all. Can pricing be any more affordable than that?
I don't think so.
It just never exists. And just because they like y'all, everyone loves that word free. Well, you know how I feel. Joey, what do I tell you about free?
Free tastes better.
It tastes better, y'all. And that's what you're going to get next month at Ray Chevrolet. A free oil change, man. And guess what? As long as you do it before August 1st, you can get that free oil change. So you still got time, just as long as you put in that time before August 1st. All you need to do is mention CHGO when scheduling your oil change. So start that new year off right and schedule it and do it before April 1st, which is tomorrow. Just got to reemphasize that for y'all, man. Visit Ray Chevrolet in Fox Lake or RayChevrolet.com. They've been serving the community since 1963. Find new roads and let the roads lead you to Ray Chevy.
Boom. After you score an awesome deal on your new Chevy truck, how about putting a little more money in your pocket and having fun doing it by signing up for Prize Picks. Prize Picks. We still got some awesome college hoops action on deck. Shout out to NC State, whose men's and women's teams both punched their tickets to the Final Four today. That's also, awesome. Shout out to our friend Braggs and all those Boilermakers fans out there.
Braggs!
Because I was not the only person teasing them leading up to this tourney about how they would obviously choke in the first round, maybe the second, as a number one seed.
I said that wouldn't happen. I did say it. I told them they were going to the Final Four because I like the guard they have.
And kudos to all of you who are already playing Prize Picks and picked some overs on Zach Edey's stat line tonight, because that young man, 40...
About
16, 17 boards.
20 sometimes at the line.
I mean, he took a lot of free throws. Dude got hacked.
A lot of whistles.
Dude was getting hacked. You could have been making money watching that Purdue win or any of those big Elite Eight games that took place in men's and women's college hoops earlier today. Yes. At Prize Picks, the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America, they're the easiest and most exciting way to play DFS. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, pros, sharks, Rudy Gobert's, you just pick more than or less than on anywhere from 2 to 6 different player stat projections, and then watch the winnings roll in. Go to prizepicks.com/CHGO and use that code CHGO for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/CHGO. Use code CHGO for that deposit match. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy with Prize Picks.
Prize Picks!
Picks!
Prize Picks! Prize Picks!
Stanislavico is wondering if the Troll Joe's Thumbmobile, a triangular vehicle.
Oh, that's a great question.
You know it's a tailgating vehicle.
Well, yeah.
Just whether or not it's also a triangular
regardless,
vehicle.
Regardless, it's a tailgate, you know what I'm saying, vehicle. Someone's got to drag the phones, man.
Yeah.
But triangular... I don't know. That's what threw me off. That's why I said it. I was thinking of Troll Joe, man, because he be driving special things. I mean, that's just how he roll, man. I don't see him too often, but when he come out, he come out. He don't play.
This is true.
Thumbs.
We miss you, Dave.
rolling along. Keep throwing us any thoughts you have on this big Bulls win out there in Bulls Nation. Will, you and I made note of the fact that, and we touched on it at the end of postgame on Friday, would Billy Donovan go with the double big lineup out of the gate, as we saw him do in the Bulls' first game against Minnesota this season? He didn't tonight. He went with the most recent usual starting lineup of, you know, Kobe and Io, and then Caruso, DeMar, and Vooch. Drummond did get 17 minutes to lead the Bulls' bench unit in minutes played. You mentioned, you know, some of the production he had tonight, Dave, 6 points, 9 boards. But we did see certain small glimpses of the double big lineup, Will. What did you make of Billy's rotation tonight?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that was really not working about it was having Vooch be the guy that kind of trails bigs, like coming off of screens on the perimeter. Like, that's not who Vooch is. That's not something he can do. And it's something that he said he doesn't like to do. So I think it's just tough to put him in a situation like that. And you do have two bigs, Naz Reid being the kind of four with Karl Towns out. But he's still coming off of screens. They're, like, putting him in pin downs and, like, having him in the corner, and it just removes Vooch from his game defensively. So I think it's just tough to go to. And to the Bulls' credit, like, it wasn't a necessity, right? Like, the Timberwolves only had 9 offensive rebounds. The Bulls had 8, so it wasn't like they were getting destroyed on the glass to where they really needed to go to that. I think they went to it in the fourth quarter, just anecdotally. I think it was when DeRozan and Kobe were both off. Mm-hmm. So I think when they do that, it's like, okay, how can we create some offense when those guys aren't on the floor? We can post them up and try to offensive rebound everything. And that can be sort of a sort of a source of offensive creation. And so I think it's kind of like, it's like a desperation thing that you do. Yeah. Like, when you don't have a lot of other good options to create on the perimeter, like, what can you do to try to get an extra possession? Offensive rebound. So I think it's kind of out of necessity in, like, really desperate moments, kind of a situation where you just, somebody's in foul trouble, or, you know, you really have to get DeRozan and Kobe some rest here because they got to go the last 8 minutes of the game. Mm-hmm. So I just don't think we're going to see a ton of it. And I think that's probably fine. Like, I don't think it's a really impactful lineup that they have to keep going to, because I think even if there are nights where it does really well, you're still sacrificing a lot defensively.
Let me ask you something, Will, because obviously, you know, that Billy is polarizing, you know, for a lot of Bulls fans.
Definitely.
Some hate him, some love him. We try to be fair about it here.
Some of us, him.
he cool.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask you this. Like, can you talk about how the difficulty of his job now and what his offense kind of looks like? Because that was something interesting you just really said of him trying to create offense through other means that are not conventional, like offensive rebounding.
Yeah.
He's trying to create offense through that. And that's because, well, one, you know, they didn't have a lot of the guys anyway when they had the full roster. But now they truly don't have those guys out there. And can you talk a little bit about, like, the extra difficulty it is for Billy to try to still create something while still trying to get, you know, the main guys some rest so they can go on?
Yeah, so, and just looking it up while you're talking, this is before tonight's game. I'm not sure when this data will update, but the Bulls' offense with Vooch and Drummond out there together, 121.4 points per 100 possessions. That's really good, 89th percentile. And what do? They're about average when they're in terms of effective field goal percentage, so not super efficient. They do turn it over quite a lot, 15% turnover rate. They get to the line okay, 20%, but they offensive rebound the shit out of the ball, 42% offensive rebounding rate, 100 percentile. And then what's the drawback of it? Well, you're giving up 3 points per possession because you're allowing 124 points for 100 possessions on the other end. So you're really good at getting offensive rebounds. You are not good at stopping anybody. And so it's exactly that. Like, you're basically managing a lineup where you have one steady source of offense that you know you can get, you know, a good possession with every time. But you can't play DeMar 40 minutes. You probably can play him 38, which is already a lot. I mean, sure. Star players are playing 36, 35. So you're already overplaying DeMar. And now you have to figure out, what am I going to do for offense for 10 to 12 minutes a game? Kobe, at times, has been an offensive driver. The last few games since he came back has not looked the same. Mm-hmm. You know, he got hot in the fourth quarter, but I felt like he was passing up looks. There were a couple of possessions where he, like, you know, the Bulls' secondary option on some of these pick and roll actions was getting Caruso the ball to attack.
Yeah.
Like, that's the situation they're in right now. They don't have Zach LaVine. They don't have Patrick Williams. They don't have Lonzo Ball. So where do you go to create offense? You can go into the post and let Vooch cook, and you can try to offensive rebound. And that's kind of what they have to do a lot of times. So it's not an enviable situation for Billy. And that's why I say, like, I think he's done a lot to maximize what he has on this roster. I don't think he's necessarily, like, a great tactician. There's plenty of flaws there too. But I think when you look at, like, how can I squeeze every ounce of, like, potential out of this group, it's looking for different ways to do that.
Yeah.
And identifying the strengths that you have in your team. You have ability to draw fouls because you have DeMar. You have ability to offensive rebound. So you go to it, because I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get 20, 25 points a night from Kobe or Io running pick and roll. So what else do you do?
And you know, the shot distribution, at least in tonight's game especially, backs that up, because DeMar took 23 shots, Vooch took 16. Mm-hmm. Number one, number two in field goal attempts tonight. Kobe, you said, looked a little hesitant. I agree. He only took 10 shots.
And, like, DeMar's usage tonight, I don't know. I was like, maybe I'm crazy. Like, is DeMar really, like, dominating the ball as much as I feel like he is? Season high in usage tonight, 36.2%. Mm. So, I mean, that's like 2017 Russell Westbrook numbers.
It seemed like every other time down the floor, DeMar had the ball for over half of the shot clock and was swarmed and trying to make something happen between two or three Wolves defenders.
Limit turnovers, get to the free throw line, offensive rebound, and shoot efficiently when you can. Mm-hmm. That's the Bulls' recipe, and that's what they do. And then you have nights where Caruso goes 7 of 8 on threes, and you get a little help there. Or, you know, Drummond puts up 25 and 25 because he got 15 offensive rebounds, and you can go get some extra points that way. Well, so
scores 30.
It's exactly. Yeah. Like, you're gonna have nights where that happens, and it's just about accumulating enough extra stuff to where what you can bank on is going to work for you. Like, you get enough to put you over the top with that other stuff.
Right. More stuff.
More South stuff. South Garcon in the comments saying Billy's riding DeMar, White, and Vooch. That's it. But as you mentioned, Dave, you got to give credit to the entire starting five tonight. You know, you obviously Caruso. Huge, huge career night behind the three-point line.
Yes.
And Io, who I did see a couple people earlier on in the comments showing some love to. Io was actually a team best plus 18 tonight.
Wow.
On a modest stat line, 13 points, 6 boards, a few boards, couple of assists, but just playing that Io role that we've talked about him fitting into so well. And especially, you know, we saw him go beyond that in those stretch of games without Kobe,
yeah,
taking on a larger, you know, offensive responsibility and a larger number of shots.
Yeah.
Speaking of shot distribution, but tonight, 5 of 9 from the field, and just, you know,
and getting to the paint,
doing what Io does,
getting to the paint. Like, oh, I think, yeah, that's what's the key about it.
Is that transition bucket he had in the fourth quarter when, yeah, the Bulls were starting to let go of the rope was, yes, huge.
Man. Yeah, on
huge,
two people,
huge bucket.
You know what I mean? On two people. Yeah. Like I said, he goes in with fearless abandonment, man. Like, he just goes in and there's a plan every time. It's not, I'm just throwing it up here, and that's why every time he gets it, Will, I'm like, go. Like, yeah, just don't worry about passing to nobody. Like, because I feel very comfortable about the outcome once he gets to the rim. He's either going to foul or he makes a layup or he knows how to take contact more because he's definitely stronger, things like that. But he's just so in control, man, and you just see his mind working a few steps ahead before he even gets to that point. So when he gets something off of a steal like he did, it took him only 2 dribbles just to get there. He understood he had Conley on him from the beginning. Yep. Conley's not going to keep up with you. So even when he went with those 2 guys, he understood the size. Like, okay, you guys are big, but I got the height. I got the length over you guys right now, and a little speed. So I'm gonna go up with that. So, yeah, man, I just love watching him in transition do those little tiny things and finding, as you said, those pockets within the game where he can thrive.
And Io's not somebody who's gonna like dance with the ball and like break guys down, yeah, off the dribble. So you don't want to overcomplicate things. Like, there was a possession, I think it was in the fourth quarter, where Io was on the wing. And, like, he was kind of being hassled by Jaden McDaniels, and he was trying to dance a little bit. And then Vooch came over, set a screen. McDaniels went under the screen, and he was like, oh, should I pull up? I'm not sure if I'm going to. And he was like, no, I'm just going to back out, rescreen, and then just get downhill.
Boom.
Because he can outrun anybody,
right,
in a foot race.
Mm-hmm.
So he just needs to get that lane. He needs that one, like, inch of space to be able to get his hips and shoulders in front of a guy and beat them downhill. Mm-hmm. But if he's like trying to dance and dribble, he's not going to break guys down and create and shoot pull-up jumpers. That's not who he is. Mm-hmm. And I think he's really kind of simplified the game for himself by just saying, here's my read, run a pick and roll, don't try to do too much, get out in transition, like go in a straight line and just be faster and, yes, finish.
Right. Yes. Do what you can do well,
yes,
and do it often. Lars in the comments saying, Dave and Javante both back, impossible to lose.
Impossible.
And Rob saying, meanwhile, the Bulls should just shoot the 3-ball this efficiently every night. Totally sustainable.
It's a thing. Imagine, NBA team.
While also Minnesota, somebody else in the comments also pointed out, the Wolves missed a lot of open threes tonight. They shot just under 30% on a 37-attempt volume. And also not just the missing open, and including that fourth quarter, that one possession they had where they got like four or five different open 3 looks up because the Bulls could not corral the rebound.
Yeah.
But also Anthony Edwards missed a bunch of bunnies around the rim tonight that you usually expect him to make. So Wolves definitely also do the Bulls some favors tonight.
Thank you, Wolves.
Let's take our second break. We will come back. More on tonight's game. Speaking of Dave and Javante both being back, the 5 Javantes made their return while you were on your absence,
yes,
Dave. So we got to get your thoughts on Javante,
yes,
who came in and did Javante things tonight. And then, of course, we have a goon to award.
Goons!
While we're doing that, you know what to do. Hit that like button. Dave, what's next?
Trojo!
Yeah!
What time is it?
Kick up! Up!
Oh, man. You shouldn't have to worry when you're buying tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all your sports, music, comedy, and theater events nearest you with killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their best price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying those tickets. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the start of the event and even an hour after it starts. It is not the place. No. It is the place to find last-minute seats. Find exclusive flash deals and sponsored deals on tickets for football, hockey, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and much, much more. And with those zone deals, you pick the section, and Game Time does the selecting for an average savings of, drum roll.
Matt was doing it over there, so I didn't.
That's it? That's your drum roll?
That's my drum roll on the mic, so they can hear it.
Not bad. 18%. That's what you're going to save on the GOAT drum roll. And the Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price possible. So, take that guesswork out of buying those tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use that code CHGO. Get yourself $20 off your first purchase.
Terms apply.
That's CHGO. Get yourself $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Oh, and the shoulders from Will. Oh, download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Because Matt Pack, what's up with the kiddo? Woo! Hit me with these.
Gotta get some shoulders. Gotta get some shoulders going. Post game tonight also brought to you by our dear friend, Charlie the Bacon Guy. Charlie the Bacon Guy, based out of Woodridge, Illinois, makes craft bacon and bacon jams in over 35 different flavors.
Jam.
Charlie's bacon and bacon jams are all naturally cured, preservative-free products. No ingredients that Charlie himself can't pronounce involved in the process of him making that bacon. Unlike a lot of those different store-bought brands of bacon, where if you look on their ingredients, you'd be like, what the heck is this? Because it's not just the word bacon. Charlie's bacon comes vacuum sealed and freezes perfectly. Bacon lasts in the package for up to 60 days in the fridge, a week after the seal is broken, and 9 months in the freezer. The bacon jam lasts even longer, 90 days in the fridge, a year in the freezer. But we all know you really shouldn't be worrying too much about the longevity of these bacon and bacon jams, because if you're like me, you eat the bacon as soon as you get it.
As soon as you get it.
Until it's gone. Then you get more bacon.
You get more bacon, yes.
Check out some of Charlie's awesome merch. We've got some of it around the studio. Shout out to him. We've got, you know, fridge magnets. There's hats, T-shirts, stickers, mugs. Try some of the wonderful flavors. And again, there are over 35 to choose from, including maple pepper, chorizo, French toast, honey chipotle, Cajun raspberry chipotle, Maui Wowie, and can't go wrong, Jardiniere. Two of my favorite things combined into one beautiful thing.
He does
bacon and jarred.
It's a lot. God,
it's enough to make a man cry. The bacon jam goes great on anything. If you're making yourself breakfast, put it in your scrambled eggs. Spread it on your toast. Put it on your charcuterie board the next time you're having some friends over.
It's a fun word.
Cheese, grapes, bacon jam. Bacon jam will win that charcuterie board. Starting now, you can save 10% on your order at charliethebaconguy.com when you use that promo code CHGO at checkout. You can pick it up the most efficient way, or you can have Charlie deliver it to you. You can meet Charlie halfway if you're somewhere in the Chicagoland area, or if you need it and want it, Charlie will even ship it directly to you. You can take your pick. On the way to get it, all you need to know is that Charlie makes the bacon, so you can bring it home. You can contact Charlie on Instagram, Charlie the Bacon Guy, Twitter at CZ the Bacon Guy. You can email him, charliethebaconguy@gmail.com. And you can also visit his website, www.charliethebaconguy.com. And don't forget that promo code at checkout, CHGO.
Don't you do it. I love it.
I had some delicious bacon today.
Yes.
It wasn't Charlie the Bacon bacon.
Oh.
So, you know, it wasn't the best bacon.
Right, right.
But
it got you by.
Any day you get bacon is a good day.
Yeah, this is true.
This is true.
It gets him by, man. He's got to have his dose of the bacon. And shout out to Charlie Bacon Guy for supplying the dosages for this man right here.
I mean,
he doesn't have it is because he ate it all.
I mean, this beautiful specimen, this peak human form.
Yes.
Of
yes.
Being physically in tip-top shape.
Yes, yes.
Doesn't come from nothing.
Hey, man, when I think peak American form, Matt Peck is always on the brain.
Comes from beer and bacon, y'all.
That's right, baby. Oh, if you want it, you got to earn it.
I also stay in shape by watching Javonte run around a basketball court.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Makes me sweat. Dave, the return of the five Javontes happened while you were gone.
Yeah.
We've had a few games of it now after he got a couple of DNPs that drove Bulls fans crazy.
Sure.
We're like, Billy, play Javonte.
I know that Billy hate went crazy.
Even though Javonte's basically been out of the league and bouncing around some G League squads for the last, you know, year plus.
Yeah.
Bulls fans, seeing how shorthanded this team is, we're like, yo, we know what Javonte, when he's healthy, if he is healthy, looks like.
Sure.
Especially around a lot of these same pieces.
Sure.
From not that long ago.
No.
Throw him out there. And he's put together some pretty solid performances off the bench. What do you make of this Javonte 10-day contract situation? And do you want him to stick around?
Well, that second part, yes, absolutely. You want him to stick around. More so out of necessity, you want him to stick around to just to increase your chances of winning more games. Like, Javonte helps you do those things offensively and defensively. We talked about the things that Ayo does on the floor. Like, Javonte does that as well, man. Finds himself a pocket and will produce within that role. And two, we already said it again.
Will produce.
So what do we say? But we also know that he also can play three positions for this Bulls team. We know he can play the two, the three, and the four, and he can guard the two, the three, and the four. And the Bulls, and And we're so used to undersized guards being power forwards, like it's just completely normal to us. But with him, we actually saw him in that role and actually really truly produce in that role, which was very shocking when we saw it. But he really did produce for the Chicago Bulls during that absence of Patrick Williams, mm-hmm. who hurt his wrist that year. Like, he really played well, and that's what acclimated him to Bulls fans a lot, is he just made that offense even more fun. You know, he made it go even more. And, yeah, we know what he is. He's also a transition guy. When he's out in transition, he is just amazing fun to watch. I always thought if he had a three-point shot, he would be richer. He would be so much richer in the NBA. That's all he needed. He had everything else that teams like.
Mm-hmm.
But they need him at this point. It's not even the fact that I want him to stay around, which I do, but they need a Javonte Green on this team. You need somebody who you didn't have to really teach anything to, but somebody who already knew this system and what they were doing out there, and you can just plug in and play and get some rest for somebody out there on the floor. If Torrey Craig's not having that day like he usually has, giving you more depth in that lineup. And, yeah, he gives Billy more options, because one thing Billy is going to need is more options on the floor, because they can't really play with teams anymore as far as you putting this out here, we'll put this out here. They can't do that. Yeah. Bulls are not in that position to be able to do that right now. So the fact that you get a guy like Javonte who allows you some kind of option on something on some given night when you're playing another guard-heavy team is a great thing, man. So I think – watch tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a good example of that when they play the Hawks. Javonte will play well. This is just my opinion against a team like that on the Hawks, man. But they need him, Will. Like, they got to have this kind of guy on the squad, especially going forward into the postseason.
Yeah, he's going to be great as the team's marquee free agent acquisition in this summer.
Get him in!
I mean, he's already outplaying Javon Carter. He's outplaying Batum.
Yeah.
Like, Batum mania is gone because Javonte is back. Terry Taylor is riding the bench. Ooh. Like, this team basically has three rostered players that aren't getting any minutes.
Yeah.
You've got three players who are out for the season.
Yes.
So you got nine guys plus Javonte.
Yeah.
And that's another five more. So,
yeah.
You know, I think it's a trust thing. It's a situational thing as far as Billy putting minutes into him compared to other guys. But, you know, when you kind of zoom out and look at the bigger picture, like, some of these guys like Javonte, these energy guys who can come in and play, like, they really work best in smaller defined roles playing alongside of mm-hmm. star players, right? He complements a DeMar because he can run up and down. He can defend. He can shoot the occasional three. He can back cut. He can get out mm-hmm. in transition. That's great. You need that. But, like, you can't really, like, build a team full of those guys. And no. I think that's why they felt like, okay, we're going to bring in some younger guys who have a little bit more versatility, mm-hmm. maybe aren't going to be as good a fits right away, but we feel like we can, you know, develop them within our system and our building. And so I think that's kind of what they tried to do. But obviously now they're in a position where they're, like, dying to win every single game
right.
in order to get just a ninth seed. And you need the best guys out there that you can. So that's the situation where it is.
And shout out to my guy Mike right there. He said that he won't be available for the playoffs. I know. That's why I said going into the postseason. I didn't say he'll be playing, you know, with them there. But
so I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Will, tomorrow's game against Atlanta will be the 10th and final day of Javonte's 10-day contract?
Yeah, I want to say that's right, because then they wouldn't play again until Friday. I think it ends the 2nd or the 3rd of April.
And we also don't know yet if the league would grant the Bulls a second consecutive injury hardship 10-day mm-hmm. exception, because it depends on what is going on with Julian Phillips. But the latest update we got from Julian Phillips from their game in Brooklyn Friday night is that he is still mostly in that walking boot and not close to returning.
Yeah, so my guess is
good news, bad news. We might not see Phillips again for the rest of the season, but it might mean that they can sign Javonte to another 10-day to finish out the final six games of the season.
My guess is if they're going to do it, it's going to be like Thursday or Friday of next week, right before the game, so that they can extend that for five or six couple games of the season.
Right, because they have that gap between Monday's game and then not playing again until Friday.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Speaking of Javonte and the performance from the Bulls bench, we've also seen, you know, Billy mix some things around for a while. Batum was the darling. He was getting real minutes off the bench.
Yes.
And then he, tonight, was a DNP coach's decision, along with Javon Carter, who has been that most games for this last month-long stretch, mm-hmm. whereas your boy Dalen Terry has now been getting some more tick with Julian Phillips being out. So, you know, he went nine deep tonight. Dalen, Torrey Craig, Drummond, and Javonte. Dave, what do you make of some of the mixing and matching of who's getting DMPs and who's getting minutes from Billy recently?
Oh, man, it's hard for me to criticize it because he's in a tough place, honestly. He's in a really tough position. There's a lot of talent, as we just talked about, Will, with the offense that he has to kind of come up with. Like, he's just in a position now of I need bodies. Like, who's healthy, you know, then who can play for us? And what guys do I feel like won't help us tonight? And I said to you, Javon Carter earned every minute that he doesn't have right now.
You did say
like, he really has earned every minute he don't have because he has not done himself any favors out there. I'm sure Billy wants to play him. Like, Billy at one point just would not give up on him because continued to play him. It was him who kept saying with his game that, you know, hey, man, it ain't here. You know what I mean? For me right now. Hopefully he finds it again. But like Billy said, he's a professional and he stays ready like that. But he just hasn't been, you know, playing well. So I'm sure Billy doesn't want to bench him because, again, that takes away more depth for you. And you want your best players out there, especially three-point shooting, mm-hmm. which we thought Javon would bring in for the team. So that and a dude who's supposed to be playing defense. So those things hurt, and I kind of give Billy a little benefit of the doubt on that just from the situation that he's in right now. That's a really hard situation to be set up with a team that was already, you know what I'm saying, a mediocre team and kind of an average team.
Mm-hmm.
And then you remove a lot of the things that they kind of did well, especially guy who was your most versatile defender out there. And you still have to put out a solid defense that can stop these teams. You still have to rely more heavily on guys like DeMar DeRozan. Thank God Kobe White has ascended. Thank God that Ayodele has started to ascend. And like you said, Will, like even moments where Caruso can get these seven threes, that's just gravy, you know what I mean, for Billy. It just makes his job easier. So, yeah, it's been tough for him. I cut him a little slack on that. I still don't like all the damn minutes where they're not necessary
mm-hmm.
In that situation. I hated what he did in Indiana. I couldn't stand. It was to the point, I was sitting there watching that game, and I was watching the Indiana broadcast, and even they were like, why are the Bulls players still in the game?
Mm-hmm.
They were like, what the hell are they still doing in here? The announcer said I had to look at my sheet because I thought Vooch was after a record. He's like, I didn't understand why he was in. So it's even on that level where other people are noticing it as well. So I don't like that aspect.
That was the first one where I was like, what are we doing?
Okay. Okay. But it even people are noticing that aspect of it. But still, Billy's job has been made harder by the lack of talent and the things he wasn't given by AK and Mark Eversley. You know what I mean? You guys have been at length, you know what I mean, exhausted that. And we saw what they wouldn't give them, you know, during that All-Star break, man. Mm-hmm. But he's doing the best he can with what he got, bro. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. Beat anybody on some nights. If we can beat anybody, man. That's right where he's at, right in the middle.
That's fair. I think that's fair. Let's take one more quick break. We'll come back to wrap up with a few final thoughts. And, of course, Big Dave awarding the Goon of the Night. Hit that thumbs up while we're sharing these words if you haven't done it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of time. Hit that thumb.
Hit it.
Do it for Troll Joe.
He loves him.
Before Troll Joe runs you over with his triangular truck.
It takes your thumb. It takes your thumb.
Takes your thumbs.
That's right. You give it to him. He wants to take it from you, man. Oh, guess what I got in my hand right here?
Do I have also?
You have that also in your hand right there. Cheers.
Hey. Oh,
that is the sound of chill, ladies and gentlemen. That is what's going on. Down my belly. Love it. Cold Coors Light, man. It's nothing like it. It is awesome. It is amazing. And it is how one of many ways you can find your chill, man. You just kick back, relax, crack one of those. You see that mountain turn blue?
Mm.
Oh, man. It's awesome. I was watching a show on Netflix called Blockbuster. And from the makers of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, really?
And while I was watching it, one of the characters in there, I was at a bar, and they was asking him all these options for beer. He was like, yeah, but does the mountains turn blue? Oh, yours?
It's a fair question.
And he was like, he just wanted the mountains to turn blue, ladies and gentlemen. You got to have those mountains turning blue. So whether your team is stressing you out or it's life in general, things can feel a little chaotic. But that's why Coors Light helps you find moments to chill all year long, all right? When the mountains turn blue, it's as cold as the Rockies. Cold Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged for a smoother finish. When it's time to chill, still open the court. It's like, it's Mountain Cold refreshment, crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies.
Woo.
Like I told you, man, Coors Light is that beer that we reach for when it's time to chill. So get your Coors Light delivered straight to you via Instacart, right to your door. Mm. So you can keep chilling. And you do this by going to CoorsLight.com/CHGO basketball. That's CoorsLight.com/CHGO basketball. Because it's Coors Light. Find your chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Golden. Older. You know what else is golden?
Tell me.
Becoming a CHGO diehard. The results will be golden for you.
Yes.
Because of the perks on the perks on the perks. Shout out to our Blackhawks crew who had a wildly successful takeover last week for the Hawks game. The next big event we have on deck, y'all, and it is now less than a month away.
Tell me.
Is the NFL draft.
Oh.
CHGO Bears, our wonderful Bears crew, hosting a draft party. Joe's on Weed Street consecutive nights. Thursday, April 25th, Friday, April 26th.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can RSVP on our website under the events tab at allchgo.com. Incredible deals available. 25 GA to just get you in the door because you know it's going to be packed.
That's it?
But then there's also, you can reserve a table for you and your friends for great deals. There's also an all-you-can-drink from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. drink package.
Talk sexy.
Upgrade. That includes not only domestic beers, but craft beers.
What?
Import beers.
What?
Ciders.
What?
Seltzers. What? Premium mixed drinks. And soda.
Yeah, for but all you does soda the can turn blue when
that's
it gets as cold
some
as
of them will.
Okay. That's it.
Some of them
that's
will.
That's important out here.
And of course, all you CHGO diehards get that discount at all of our events, including this CHGO Bears draft party that we're doing on Thursday and Friday night of NFL draft weekend. So can you imagine a $50 all-you-can-drink 3 hours tab?
Yes, I can imagine.
With that. The CHGO diehard discount on top of that?
No, I couldn't imagine that.
Because that's like, I mean... NFL draft night,
yeah.
I could do some serious drinking from 7 to 10 p.m.
Oh, yeah. Hard.
I could do the other way to say that. I could drink more than $50 of bartender-priced alcohol from 7 to 10 p.m.
Sounds like a challenge, ladies and gentlemen.
That's not a challenge. That's a great deal is what that is.
Yes, sir.
Sign up. Grab yourself a ticket to our CHGO Bears draft party coming up. Joe's on. We're going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Caleb Williams. The chosen one.
Ooh.
It's going to be one big party.
Dude, I didn't realize how bad I wanted Caleb Williams until I found myself on YouTube watching Madden 24 simulation games of Caleb Williams playing games. I for real was doing that.
Woo.
And watching it like, man, he's got an arm out there.
Yeah.
Like, look at him.
Ayo.
I can't wait, y'all.
South Garzon saying, sounds like my kind of shindig.
Come on through.
Shout out to Flipside. He said, this CHGO diehard will be there. Who's going?
Who's
that's
going?
Right.
Who's coming?
Let's go, JR.
Who's coming with me?
And, you know, that's just one of the most upcoming and soon perks and benefits of signing up to become a CHGO diehard. On top of that, of course, the access to our members-only Discord lounge channel for each team where you can chat with your fellow diehards. The best of the best as far as our coverage and content and written content from our credentialed reporters and journalists, a.k.a. Will the Goat right here.
That's him.
We were talking in our pregame on Friday about his latest Goat 101 and that Bulls post-up offense and its lack of efficiency. Great stuff.
Mm-hmm. Educate talked yourself about it tonight, too.
By reading it. Yeah, indeed we did.
Thanks.
So... do all that. And then, of course, also 20% off every time you shop at that CHGO merch locker.
Every time.
Shout out to some of our newest CHGO diehards who joined the Cool Kids Club this week. Jason and Cliff, Megan, Logan, and Alejandro. And then another Alejandro. And then Phil and Kent and Chris. Shout out to all of y'all. Welcome to the party.
Welcome to the party, pal. Love it.
Man, I need to watch Die Hard.
I think you do.
Too long.
Hey, Joey. Hit me!
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. I'm the man.
Woo! Brought to you by Empire Today. It is Goon of the Night. Our friends at Empire Today, all they do is floors, 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 no matter what. 588-2300. Back
Empire
Today.
Ah, shout out to the PHNX crew who got that Empire Today flooring put in at their studio, man. Looking smooth and awesome over there, baby.
Yeah,
shout
it
out
did
to
look
for that.
Nice.
It looked very nice. It looked very nice, man. So if you want your floors to look just as nice, rock with our people at Empire Today. Right now, it is Goon of the Nighttime. Yes, everybody has had their votes and is checking in. This is what they want. So we're going to start with Joey. We're going to start with him. Joey, who is your goon of the night?
You know, it's tough not to go with Caruso tonight, but I'll give it to Vooch for the 19 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, and the one tackle, clear path foul.
And, he did also punch a chair tonight.
Yeah.
Walking to the bench.
And he broke frustrations. He's really been blowing off some steam lately. And so I'll go Vooch tonight, but because I have a feeling Caruso will get his flowers either way.
Oh, shout out. Okay. Will the Gogotlieb.
Caruso will indeed get his flowers for me. He had a career high. He was bloody at one point or another. He had like 5 assists, 5 steals. I mean, just it was Caruso.
I mean, you can't argue these things.
You can't,
Matt Pick.
You can't pick against the obvious answer. I will, on top of the anecdote of Caruso rushing back out there to try to play one last defensive stand possession with his entire hand just dripping in blood, I saw this note from Casey Johnson on Twitter. Not only was Caruso bloodied in the final minute, Donovan said that Caruso blew the sole out of his sneaker on that last defensive possession.
Like a young Zion Williamson.
Wow. Goon shit on goon shit on goon shit. Wow. And yeah, a career high 7 made threes.
Wow.
You don't screw it up.
The fourth one was just like, I mean, whatever happens in this game, Caruso is going to be the goon of the night. He can miss 8 more threes in a row.
It's amazing, dog. Caruso was on one. But is that who goon of the night is? Let's find out. Hit that drum roll, Joe.
Is it a curveball?
Clang.
I'm going to get that fixed. Goon of the night goes to Adam Amin.
Oh!
You heard what I said. You heard what I said.
Oh,
I said Adam Amin. Curveball down the pike. Yes, Caruso was obvious. He was also, but Adam Amin was out of nowhere. I will explain why. Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Amin's vocabulary tonight was out of control. And I hope you heard it loud and clear, because I'm going to read you some of it right here. This is him describing the Bulls. The mercurial and, was that capricious?
Capricious.
The mercurial and capricious Chicago Bulls tonight is what he said. And then, on top of that, when he saw Vooch hit with the volleyball pass, shout out to Karch Karagli out of nowhere, pulled that reference off. If you don't know who that is, it's probably the greatest volleyball player ever that's ever existed in the history. Go look him up, man. Like, the dude has won everything on men's side, and he coaches the women's volleyball team also and got them a gold medal. But he's won like indoor volleyball and outdoor volleyball. He's done it all. That man is awesome, and he is special. Shout out to him.
Crazy.
I think he's going up tonight.
Amari. Earlier tonight.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Amari voted for Adam in the comments.
Yes.
This was way earlier.
Yes. Yeah. He heard it too. Shout out to you, Amari. He heard it as well.
I also know that our guy, Lawrence, was also gearing for Adam to win Goon because of the Karch Karagli reference.
Yes, there goes Law right there. Yes, man. Yes. Oh, the Goonda was in full effect for young Adam Amin, pulling out the vocab and the deep cut references.
Probably on his way to go DJ a set tonight later, too.
Right. And my favorite part is when he dropped cards. Joey was like, who the hell is that? That was like, yes, exactly right. Because he got to know how dope that man was. And he's still coaching. He is awesome. Adam Amin, shout out to you. Goon of the night.
I did not know who Karch Karagli was when he made that reference.
Yes.
Look at this dude looks like an actor who had a 3-story arc on season 2 of Days of Our Lives. But apparently he's a volleyball coach.
Shout out to him. But go look at what he's done. He is the only player to have won Olympic medals of any color in both indoor and beach volleyball categories.
Wow.
Nobody's ever done that.
So he's a chameleon.
Yes, he is.
In the volleyball world.
Oh, yes. He has also won the Triple Crown of coaching on Olympic gold medal winning teams, as well as personally winning gold medals at both indoor and beach volleyball. He's done it all. He is elite. This is Bill Russell.
That's who he's comparing.
This is what we're talking about out here, man. Karch, snacking them up in there. I had no
idea Amin was such a big volleyball fan.
You know, Adam always surprising us, man. This is true. Adam surprises all the time.
You never know what's coming in his calls.
That vocab, yes, it was very special, Amari. What he was dropping tonight was special. And if you, he was doing it in pregame. I was watching him in pregame before that. He was queuing it up, letting them know that he was on it, man. But yes, he did his thing, baby. Love it. Adam Amin.
Mercurial and capricious.
Capricious.
They can beat anybody and they can lose to anybody.
That's
too.
It, man. That's, yes.
That's the layman's terms.
Yes, it is. That's right. Exactly. Exactly what he's saying, man. But, oh, he let the vocabulary shine, which I know Matt Peck appreciates.
I always do. I do appreciate a solid vocabulary. Yes. Alexander in the comments saying silent L in Karai. Karai? So is it Karai? Karai?
Karai. Maybe it's Karai. Shout out to him as well.
I have so many questions still unanswered.
Like Mike said, Big Dave be Googling his ass off. Well, first of all, I knew the words now. Come also, on, give me some credit on that.
Also,
but Karch?
Karch?
I didn't know Karch.
That's not a name. What is that?
And honestly, it's not his name. Here's some more Google for you.
Oh, it's a nickname?
It's his nickname. His original name is Charles Frederick.
Okay, those are names. Where did Karch come
Karch
from?
Karai.
Karch.
That's how it's pronounced.
Karch Karai. That's how he rolls, baby. Karch Karai in the shot.
Felt like having an alliterative first and last name and was like,
I would love to know how he got that good nickname. Yeah, right.
How about Karch?
Like, how about Karch? Somebody's trying to call him Coach, and it just didn't come out right. So that's how it went,
hey,
man.
Hey, Karch. maybe it was the Manscaped Jamirish
lot of mercy.
Student athlete that he was coaching.
Time in the morning to you on the volleyball beach.
Just calling him Karch.
Come to the volleyball beach. Come on, Karch. We need you to hit the
Karch,
ball.
Can you help me with my spike, Karch?
Can you set me up, Karch? Set me up for the kill, Karch. Who's serving?
Oh, sweet baby
shout
Jesus.
Shout out, Karch.
Oh, my goodness.
Here it is. He had the Hungarian nickname Karchi.
Karchi.
Which corresponds to the Hungarian name Karoli for Charles. So
and Charles is his given name.
And okay. At UCLA, they started calling him Karch. So basically what all Americans do, he got here and were like, what? Yo, what? You Karch, bro. Come on, Karch. Right. We rolling. You Karch. That's what you are.
These are Indians. Yeah. You're Karch. Oh my god. Joe, I believe I saw a super chat we should acknowledge before we get out of here for the night. Shout out to Danny Utah, who said Big Dave has brought balance back to the CHGO force.
Hey,
ain't
thank you, Danny.
That the truth.
Thank you, Danny. Shout out to you
the
for
the vibes
watching.
Without Dave were I mean we was, still had a great time.
Yes.
Shout out to everybody who filled in during Dave's absence. Yeah. Our guy Kyle Williams, who's just been crushing it. He God, was amazing. Covering the Sox game today for the Sun Times.
He's amazing, man.
On his grind. Shout out to our friend Salim, who I saw in the comments earlier from Bulls dream. Gold. And of course, our dear friend John Sabine from Bulls Outsiders was here on Wednesday.
No, I hate missing Sabine appearances.
The people requested that Sabine come by one more time before the season's over while you're here too, obviously.
Was it all Luka MVP talk?
Not all.
Not all?
Some.
Some. I'm sure it got in. I know who I'm dealing with here.
Yeah. Man. And I was encouraging John to, you know, get a Prize Picks account and start playing Prize Picks. And I was like, dude, you could literally just pick the overs on Luka's individual stat lines every time. And he was like, oh, yeah, that sounds fun.
Like, that's the thing. I'll do that. It's all right. But, yeah, man, shout out to y'all holding it down. Appreciate y'all, man, all the love and affection and kindness. I appreciate all y'all, man. And I'm here. That's what we're going
to
do.
Happy to have you back.
Let's do it again tomorrow.
Happy to have you back.
My man.
We are, as Dave just said, doing it again tomorrow. Bulls, second night of a back-to-back big game against the Hawks. Fight for the ninth seed and home court in the play-in. So competitive.
Oh, snap.
This team's so competitive, rejected. I don't know what to do with myself.
Playing good defense.
I almost knocked that light over.
That's a second-round pick right there.
We will see you for pregame tomorrow, 6:30 Central Time. In the meantime, follow the goat, Will_Gottlieb. Big Dave is at Balby at WL Sports. Our pal producer on the controls, shout out and love. Joey Spathis, he is at Joey Spathis. We are CHO_Bulls, Bulls_Peck. Shout out to Jelly, appreciate it. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow night. Until then, have a great rest of your Sunday. See you, be good.
Peace and love. We out.
Y'all silly. like the mayor.